Oh, have I got a story for you? But stay tuned, calm yourselves, and I'll be back in a minute. Funerals are interesting. Funerals are also a time of sorrow. And sometimes I go to them, and sometimes I'm like, eh, I don't want to go. And so I went. Someone gave me a Gideon Bible. Very sweet gesture, even though I'm not going to read it. I did something else to it. What did I do to it? Well, I kept it in my jacket, and I will not wear that jacket again. So basically, like a cat, I am shedding, and I have shed the clothes, and I shed my rocks, too, and I go to the different shops, and I put them on altars and things like that. I know, you're like, Dr. Seuss, where the fuck are you going with this? You gave us OJ the other day. I did give you OJ. OJ had a very interesting past and a very interesting present, past and future leading up to the 94 murders. Now, yes, I've talked to people who said, oh, I don't think he did it. Who do you think did it? Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. Yes, I can see we watched that Natural Born Killers video way too much. And I remember when they put that out, it was like, oh, geez, Ice Cube and Dre, what are you fucking doing? But hey, here we are, 30 years later. And it's a Sunday afternoon, as the song so brilliantly says. Lighter Shade of Brown, by the way. And yes, I had a Gideon Bible. Now, those of you who know me know I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it. I just very kindly thank you for the gesture. You know, when I go places, people talk to me about things and confess things to me and profess things to me. And I'm like, okay, this is turning into a Depeche Mode song right here. Personal Jesus. I mean, after all, that is my real name. So it's like, okay, am I going to be a priest? No. What kind of, I mean, maybe a dark priest. I mean, that's only the way to go, you know, but we cannot tackle those moments of me revealing my spirituality because I don't. Because the last time I did, someone misused it and attacked it. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to back away from that because you are not going to fuck me up with your bullshit. And so that's what I refuse. You're not going to fuck me up with your bullshit. I had a very interesting brunch. Just me and some Italian bread and some olive oil, ooh la la, and some crushed peppers and some turkey breast, and boom. That's the most basic brunch probably I've ever had. So, minus the mimosas, because you know if you're going to have brunch, you're going to have mimosas. And mimosas tend to get me in trouble, so those who are privy to that, when I drink mimosas, it's like truths, especially two or three. Uh-oh, what's going to come out of his mouth now? More like what's going to go in. Yeah. It's a very kind of Aries day. And yeah, I mean, I really don't have anything to sell you. We've talked about OJ. One of my friends was like, what, were you like a fan? I was like, no. Think about it. That was the trial of the century from 94 to 95. And then boom, we peaked. No more trials of the century. So, yeah. I mean, my whole thing is, you know, we reminisce and we go back to these times when we were kids. I mean, 94, I was 13. I was, what was I doing when I was 13? I was just starting to shave my face to the chagrin of my father, who said I shouldn't do it, and I did it anyway. You know, because then, oh, you cut yourself, or you got bumps, whatever. My youngest brother is the one who has the 5 o'clock shadow. I don't. So it's like, all right. Yeah. He also has chest hair. I don't have that. I don't know why I don't have that. Who knows? So here we are, 30 years later, and still no chest hair. Yeah, it bypassed me. That word bypass. Bypass. The heart. Everything. My heart's okay. as healthy as it can be for someone of this point in longitude and latitude. And we don't talk about age, because I noticed that with age, people, their temperature changes. Some people hate it. Some people love it. Some people are so fucking accepting of it. And, you know, maybe I'm of this point going on 25 because my energy is just kind of like, all right, we need to do this. We need to do that. You know, get everything in a row and fuck it. Yeah. And, you know, last night was a, you know what I noticed? It was everywhere I would go, it was people talking about their spirituality or their spiritual solace. Go to a friend's house, they're reading their Bibles, and I'm like, and I have a Gideon Bible, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to join the process. That's not me. And I go with a friend, and we go walking, and we're talking about energy, and we're talking about OJ, and, you know, it's nighttime, and I'm looking at the sky and the stars, and that's always kind of what I've been drawn to. And, you know, and then I come home, and then I do my spiritual studying, and I do it internally and externally. You know, I look and I read and consult people, and it's very interesting. It's not man-made, you know, I mean, because you know what happens with man-made religion, don't you? Yeah, it tells you to kill or blow something up, and you're like, fuck, man, what the fuck? So, yeah, I stay away from that fucking shit. Also, that I can cuss like a sailor, which I always have ever since I was 5, to the chagrin of the adults. You know, I can tell you I was probably 7 when I got my first citation for bad language. I was on the playground. You know, and it just kept on coming, you know. And I remember my father and I, he found out. And so, and I can see it now. We're at the sink. And he's like, you know why we're here? And I'm like, no. And he's like, we don't say words like that, especially at school. And all of a sudden, I see this bar of soap going in my mouth. Did the soap taste good? Yeah. Did it stop me from cussing? No. Because then, maybe a few years later, another bar of soap just, boom, stuck in my mouth. You know, it's like something out of a Christmas story, only mine was for real. It was good-tasting soap, and I did, you know, I mean, they stick it in your mouth, and it's kind of there for a bit. And I mean, how do you put probably like a bar of soap that tasted like maybe Old Spice? It wouldn't have been so tasty. Although that does have a good smell to it. But no, you know, it was, I still continued on the path of cussing, and then my brothers followed suit, and it was like, you know, everyone likes to say motherfucker and bullshit and son of a bitch and cocksucker. And, you know, that's why when it comes to words, I'm not too big on it, calling it a dick. It's a cock, because you can't be a dick sucker. I mean, you could, but then that doesn't make sense versus a cock sucker. See how it just goes? It flows so well. I've said this before to many. You know, it's a dick. A dick is a guy called Richard, where a cock is a fucking cock, and it's got power to it. You know, also if it's a rooster, it's a real big cock. So yeah, words have fucking power. You better fucking believe it. And here we are on a Sunday, and I'm talking about that and recording just a brief podcast for all of you. I know that Jason Ami wants to do a show. We'll do a show when time presents itself, or when Arnold comes back out. Isn't that right, Arnold?
Yes, you know, in the 70s, you know, I sucked cock, you know. Everyone was sucking cock in the 70s, you know what I mean? They said, Arnold, so is that why you like cigars? I said, well, you know, I always got to have something in my mouth. I even said to the guys when, you know, I'd suck their cock, you know, come sit on my lap, all right? You know, because they're looking at the muscles and the deltoids and my pecs and my gluteus maximus, and they're wanting to touch it, you know? So, of course, you know, and I have sugar papas, and, you know, that's how I buy my steroids, and yeah, you know, ride my bike so homoerotically with Franco Colombo, you know, did Franco Colabona 69? I don't know, but, you know, that's up to Franco. Franco's dead now. You got to seance him, you know what I mean, to find out if me and Franco Colombo got our steroid cocks into each other's mouths, you know, in just 69, you know, because we were the best of friends. I mean, we really were the best of friends, you know what I mean? And come sit on my lap, all right? So, yeah, there's moments like that of sheer hilarity. Me and Jason Almy doing a show about steroids. That would be fun, wouldn't it? It would be fun. I've taken steroids. That's all I'm going to say. In 2010, when I was in very good shape, and I don't know why I did it. Now I'm looking back, yeah, I didn't need it. And that's kind of why I have that scar on the left side of my arm that some people are privy to. You know, but spoilers. So, everyone, have a good one. Suck my cock.